Hey, this is Aaron Berry, and you're listening to Ainsley Dennis here on Alive 90.5 FM.
Hello, everyone. It is 20 minutes to 9, and we have a special guest that will be coming on very soon. Ainsley, do you want to tell us who that special guest is?
Yes, we have Tony Sergi, all the way from Sydney, Australia, and he's been going around performing at quite a few events, quite a few venues, and also he's available on Spotify, his music, etc. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to get crank you up a bit because you're a bit softer on the radio this morning. Can you hear me, Tony? Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That's much better. So, Tony, I'm going to ask you a few questions. I can get a full bio of you. That's all I know at the moment. I had the opportunity of meeting you performing at the Mill, and I was blown away just by your music, the fact that you play acoustically as well and perform it at the venues. If I had to describe your music, how would you describe your music?
My music's a bit of a mixture of a few influences. I'd describe it if Michael Bublé and Sam Smith had a baby, with some old school influences from, you know, Frankie Valli, and those old school soul performers. That's what my music's sort of, to put it in a nutshell. That's how I'd describe my music.
Great. And you mentioned Michael Bublé and who's the other guy? Sorry.
Jenny Smith.
Yes, excellent. Now, you've written some songs, and we're going to play Innocent Girl firstly. What is Innocent Girl all about?
Well, Innocent Girl is about a sort of relationship that went south. There was cheating involved. So it's pretty much like that relationship sort of crumbled. She went to another guy. Then after all that fizzled out, she wanted to come back. So it's pretty much the story of that.
Juicy, quite juicy. I've got Cameron and Special K with me this morning, and they want to ask you a few questions as well.
Hi, Tony. This is Special K here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I did want to ask, how did you come about with your journey of creating music and creating the lyrics for each of your songs as well as the songs that you've created?
So I started singing from a very young age. And then when I was 16, had the opportunity to work in a few studios and write with a few people here in Sydney. And once I turned 18, ventured off into some studios into Melbourne and wrote with a few people that had worked on some albums like Taxi Ride, and I've worked with a lot of big people, Australian artists. So that sort of became my home base for a fair few years, and worked over in LA as well, and just working with an amazing group of songwriters and producers to find my sound and work with them, writing lyrics and, you know, really, really honing in on the original stuff to make it what it is now.
Wow, it sounds like you have so much experience behind you. That sounds incredible.
And so, sorry to all of our listeners and to you as well. The phones seemed to be going crazy as soon as you jumped on the air. So
all those women out there being like, hey, Tony.
Who broke your heart?
Yeah, and what's this Innocent Girl all about? Definitely. So, Tony, we're going to play Innocent Girl first, and then we're going to bring the listeners another song. So we're going to play this Innocent Girl first, and after that, we're going to ask you a few more questions and we're going to hit into the next song as well. So what I'd really want you to just think about while we're doing this is, what's next on your bucket list? And also, for all the listeners out there wanting to pursue a career in music, what advice do you have for them?
Amazing questions.
Some good questions.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So we're going to hit off with Innocent Girl by Tony Sergi.
I paid your price once. turn back, but you're still not an innocent girl. For you come running back to me, but I know exactly where you've been. Well, you broke my heart once, and I won't let you do it again. You lack for the things in life that don't mean a thing to me. Cause your love's dog game, not the same as it used to be. Well, I wish that I could stay with you.
What an incredible song. Tony, you still there with us?
Still here with you.
Oh, my Wonderful. Goodness. I was grooving. That was such a great song.
Thank you so much.
I actually forgot we were playing one of your songs. I thought we were playing one of the radio songs.
Oh, my.
So big props so to you, man. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Now, you've had some time to think. You sat there. You've thought about the questions that were posed to you. We're gonna mirror them back to you. You feel like you're ready to answer?
Yes, definitely.
How good. So the first one was, what's next on the bucket list for you?
For me, next on the bucket list is definitely getting over to America. That's where. So if it wasn't for COVID right now, that's where we'd be. But you know that's put a little bit of a setback for us. But you know, we've got just started working with a team in America, so. That's next on the bucket list. America is our target audience, and that's where we're going to take it.
Awesome. Anything you want to do in America in particular, other than the music or
Disneyland?
Look, Disneyland's always awesome. we'll go around. Just want to see new cities in America. Like I've worked in LA a fair few times. I just want to get over there really and see what America has to offer.
I'd love to go to America. I've only been to, I think, Korea. And yeah, the music's quite different there. But yeah, all the best for going to America. Hopefully all the COVID lockdown restrictions ease up and we're able to travel overseas.
Oh, fingers crossed very soon.
We just got back into clubbing. My goodness.
Oh, I can't wait for them to open up again.
All right, do you have the second question, Cameron?
Okay, so sorry, I was lost in thinking about going clubbing again. So the second question that Ainsley posed to you was, do you have any advice for any listeners out there that are wanting to start their journey in making music, singing, putting out music, producing music, whatever need be, just any advice for those people that are wanting to get out there and start that career in music and the arts? What's your advice?
Yeah, definitely. My advice would be just go for it. Just do it. I know too many people who sort of got to a stage where they sort of left school and stopped music completely, and they could have made something huge of themselves. But for them, that journey wasn't where they wanted to go in life. If you want to do it, go for it.
Do you think it comes down to like a belief thing? Like they aren't believing in themselves to go out and actually make it, or is it something else?
It just depends on the person, I think. I think the doubt really makes you work harder, because you don't think it's good enough, so you keep working at it till you're pleased with it. Yeah. That's sort of where my best work comes from. So I think it just depends on the person. That belief is definitely a big thing as well. It's pushing past that, that not believing in yourself, and pushing to actually say you can do it. That's a big part of it.
Tony, I've got one quick one. Where can we find you? If we want to go watch you perform live again in Sydney, where can we find you the next couple of weeks?
The next couple of weeks are pretty action-packed. So every Thursday I'm at a bar in Smithfield called Saigon Hustle from 7 o'clock. This weekend on Friday I'll be at Northies.
I love Northies. That's my hangout.
I've actually got a double header at Northies this weekend. So I'm there Saturday and then I'm there Sunday again from 4 o'clock. And then I'll be at the Peakhurst on Saturday.
Oh, that's another local hangout of mine. So I love Northies in Cronulla and Peakhurst. They've done it up nicely. So definitely going to like it.
I am around there all weekend.
Awesome.
So are we heading to Smithfield?
Now that's where Special K and Cameron's going, but we'll be going to Northies and also Artabikas.
One not all.
Definitely. Well, Tony, just for the listeners, where can they find you? Can they find you on what platforms?
Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, all streaming platforms on the internet, whatever one you use, I'll be on there. Follow me on socials, and there's definitely links to go through everything, and my website, tonysergimusic.com. You'll find whatever you need on that website.
Excellent. So thank you. We're going to bring you game shortly. So Tony, I want to say thank you for joining us here at Alive 90.5 and sharing your awesome music with us. Love your beats.
Thank you so much for having me.
And looking forward to some more awesome songs coming out. I promise you, I will be out and about watching you perform live and coming and supporting you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
See you soon.
And the good thing is we'll also have this available as a podcast within the next 48 hours, which is good. So people can listen back to this on demand as well.
Awesome.
Great. So this is Games. What is Games about, by the way?
Games is pretty much what the chorus says. I want you, but you keep playing games. So you're hot, you're cold.
Okay, this sounds like, okay, you first said innocent girl, now you're talking about people playing games. Have you had some relationship challenges, Tony?
Look, we won't go into that.
No, it's fine.
Who hurt you? Who hurt you, Tony?
No worries. This is Games by Tony Serge. You don't have to answer that, mate. Just picking up a trend here. No worries. Okay. Tony Serge with Games. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you so much.
You got me waiting. You had me bending over backwards for you. Girl, you've been playing me, but somehow I just keep on falling through. Girl, you got me saying, praying. Girl, you got me good. Now I see you not as good. Now I'm staying. I'm mistaken. Girl, because you made you smooth. You're like a tide of an ocean following back. Now I'm coming back for you.
I want you, but you keep playing games. Baby, with you it's like a maze. I want you, but you keep playing games. Baby, girl, I think you're insane.
You're not so modest. You think that there's no other goddess but you. Sometimes I find myself believing it's true. Cause I'm still saying I'm praying. Girl, because you made you smooth. You
tired of the notion. Following back, now I'm coming back for you.
Stop playing.